Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Marcia Nays, and I don't understand this charge that I got on my credit card.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
34109.
Can you verify your address for me?
4670 St. Croix Lane, apartment 615, Naples, Florida.
Okay, so it looks like we are sending out a free gift of a smartwatch for signing up with our Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And that membership fee is $56.95 a month.
It's $56.95 for a membership fee?
Yes, ma'am, but the membership does offer a $125 gift card each month.
I don't want any of this. I did get the watch.
Yes.
And I got the charge for $7.95 for delivery.
Yes.
$7.95 for delivery that was posted on, let's see here. It was posted at 1:31, January 31st. But I don't want any kind of membership thing. I don't recall that it cost me any money to do this. I do not want any of this.
Give me 1 second to get this membership canceled out. I can provide you with that cancellation number now.
Can you repeat that? You're talking too fast. I can't understand you.
I can provide you with the cancellation number now.
Okay, I'm very disappointed because, first of all, the watch that I got is just a cheap thing, and it won't hold up. And then I didn't know anything about this membership fee, and you charged me again twice, and I don't appreciate that at all.
That information would have been specified in the terms and conditions that the membership was included with the free gift.
Again, you're talking so fast, I don't understand you.
What did you say, ma'am?
You're talking so fast, I don't understand you.
What did you say before that?
I don't remember anything about signing up for any of this.
The information would have been provided in the terms and conditions.
Oh, yeah, right, in the fine print. Wonderful. Not so good. Not good at all. Really dislike any of this. It's poor business.
I can provide you with the cancellation number now.
You better.
It's C as in Charlie. 258.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So it's C as in Charlie.
Say it again.
C as in Charlie.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
2 5 8 8 8 8 9 9 8 8 3 3 9 9 6
6?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm quite sure something is coming after I say I'm in Alabama. I'm country. What is it? My accent is strong.
I don't understand you. Say it again.
Is there anything else I could do for you today, ma'am?
Yeah, tell me where you're located.
Alabama.
Alabama. Well, it's pretty pathetic because I know a lot of Alabamians and they're pretty nice. And this is not nice.
I was nice to you.
You might have been nice to me, but your company is a scam.
They're not a scam. The information was provided in the terms and conditions, but I know most people look over the terms and conditions.
Well, that's just it. It's all the fine print. You don't have time to read it.
Well, when you're ordering stuff offline, you have to make sure you read everything.
Well, I appreciate that information because I won't order anything again.
Don't let one bad
thing. Thank you very much.
Well, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
And your number isn't even provided. You have it listed on the credit card as quick delivery service. What the hell is that?
Sometimes the merchant name could be different from the actual product, but you were billed for the membership fee and the shipping cost for the watch.
Well, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like any of this. Thank you. I know you're not personally responsible for this, but you're working for a lousy company.
I'm sorry about the inconvenience, but I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I better not see this again.
You will not see it any further.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.